Welcome to Birdland Postgame. This is Steve Rudden. After a beautiful, beautiful Baltimore Orioles game, I'm also live on X, so I'm not going to be stopping anytime soon like I normally do when I record this for a little bit after a game. So, Orioles, game two, win 13-4 after an amazing game. It's like, what can't this offense do? I mean, that 9-run, 6-inning was insane. And Grayson Rodriguez, again, with another dominant start to follow up Corbin Burns' start on opening day on Thursday. He also went 6 innings, striking out 9, tying his career high. But this O's team is pretty damn good. So anyways, a lot to talk about today. I'm not sure how many people are watching this, or if any, but O's starting out the season 2-0. Grayson Rodriguez, let me see, box score. Orioles. No, not video. Orioles. Yeah, Grayson. 6 innings, 4 hits, 1 run. Walking 1, striking out 9. Giving out that 1 home run to Taylor Ward. I feel like, you know, you got to hand it to the Orioles pitching coach and the pitching staff so early in the season. I know it's only game two, but you got to be excited about what this team is doing so far. The weather's not even warm yet, and they're just crushing the ball. Anthony Santander, another home run, 2 home runs in the first 2 games, 7 RBIs total through in the season. And Gunnar Henderson started off the game with a solo home run. It was a low hit. It was awesome. Great, great hit by Gunnar Henderson. Could have been a home run and a double, but Adley Rutschman decided not to get out at second with his hit to Aaron Hicks. So that was smart there. But so far, 2-0, O's. I'm so happy right here. Box score, Orioles, 13 runs, 10 hits, 1 error. Angels, 4 runs, 10 hits, 1 error. And they got their 3 runs in the top of the 9th off of, well, first, C&L Perez, but he only pitched a couple pitches. And Mike Bauman got like, I don't know, he had around 30 pitches to finish up the game. But overall, amazing, amazing, amazing game. And they go for the sweep tomorrow at 1:30. Tyler Wells, Detmers. Who's Detmers? I know I should probably be more prepared. Reed Detmers for the Angels. And let's see, how many of the Orioles have faced Reed Detmers before? Hayes, Austin Hayes, Grayson Rodriguez, Jorge Mateo, Ryan Mountcastle, Cedric Mullins has faced him before, Adley Rutschman, Anthony Santander, Ramon Urias, and Jordan Westberg all have faced him before. But since it's a afternoon game, got to have a feeling that what's his name is going to be the catcher. James McCann is probably going to be catching, and Rutschman maybe the DH. And we're probably going to see Jorge Mateo at least second base, maybe, and Tony Kemp even though they all got in today. Tony Kemp, Colton Cowser, and they all played today. Oh, and McCann came in because the game was like 13-1. So yeah. Should be a good game for the Orioles to go for the sweep before they wrap up the series, and then Kansas City comes to town on Monday night. But so far, two games, double digits. It's been amazing for the Orioles. We knew this team was going to be good, but scoring double digits, and especially 9 runs with no outs in the 6th inning, you know something special. But it's good to be excited now, but it's a long season. I think their June schedule is kind of brutal. So, like they had last year after the All-Star break, I think in August or September, they had that brutal schedule where they went to Cleveland and Houston, all in 17 games straight without a day off. That was their true test. And they did pretty well. So I think, with this short of early schedule of not the best teams, that should, bring their momentum up until June, because I think June is their brutal schedule of the season. And then they got to go to the West Coast. I don't like the West Coast games because it's hard to stay up all that time. But overall, it's been beautiful. Beautiful these last two games. Orioles play tomorrow. Reed, Detmers, Tyler Wells at 1:35. And I'm going to stop this recording right now. Just wanted to give a little post-game recap of the game. Orioles 13, Angels 4. Orioles are out 2-0 on the early season. And they're back tomorrow afternoon, 1:35. And I'll be back after the game to recap the game. Hopefully I'll have some guests, but if not, it's going to be me solo. I'm going to try to stream on all different platforms. I'm just trying this X platform for now. But if you want to follow us on X, you can follow us, the Birdland Postgame Podcast. It's on X, Birdland Post Pod, on Instagram, it's at Birdland Postgame. Our YouTube page, it's the Birdland Postgame. And if you want to send emails, it's birdlandpostgame@gmail.com. So my name is Steve Rudden, and I'll be back on. I'll be back after Sunday's game to recap. So Sunday afternoon's game. So thanks for watching, if anybody's watching. But I'll be posting this on YouTube and Rumble in a little bit. So thanks for watching. I'm Steve Rudden. Follow Birdland Post Game Podcast.